Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. And great, great subject, because we said earlier, I think more people need to laugh these days. But you've done a lot of great stuff. You took the country by storm, as one of the write-ups says, 11 years ago, when you did such great renditions of a lot of classics, and you did some other great stuff. But, Lando, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Where's home?
Logan, West by God, Virginia.
Well, let's talk about comedy these days, first of all. It's a hard thing to be a comedian today, isn't it?
Yeah, with all the, you know, sensitive people running up on stage now.
Yeah, it just seems people, you can't say, you know, people, it's a fine line. People are afraid. I mean, no, seriously, how hard is it to be a comedian these days?
It's very hard. I mean, because everybody's so sensitive now. You can't say this or that anymore. Everybody has these groups they belong to, and it's just, I don't know, I think it's just bad for everybody.
Well, tell us what you have coming up and what you're doing out there. You also just recently took a big trip. What was that about?
I went to Dubai for the USA Pavilion. I performed on the Elon Musk stage, which they had a huge life-size replica of Elon Musk's rocket on my stage. So it was awesome, man. Yeah, so I went to Dubai, and it's a beautiful city out in the middle of the desert. I mean, they just built this thing overnight, I guess. And then I went to the top of the Khalif and, you know, went to go see old Dubai and had lamb chops or something.
You've had a pretty amazing career. I mean, you look at it. What are you doing these days now that you're back?
Right now I'm headed to New York for Tracy Morgan's Icon Award that he's getting given to him by Jimmy Fallon and, you know, a lot of the guys from Saturday Night Live and things like that at the Friars Club.
Yeah, and the Friars Club is a legendary part of sort of New York City and comedy. And
that's right.
I know you're looking forward to that. Should be a pretty wild night. That should be a lot of fun for you.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun because I mean I actually got a Tracy Morgan story. He probably won't remember it, but I remember it like it was yesterday. before I went to America's Got Talent, I had a blues soul band. It was the band was called Top Shelf, and we were playing around, you know, the tri-states like Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Okay. And we was making a name for ourselves, so I had this gig at a Benny Kennel, like a Shriners. And I took my band to the mall. I was like, let's go to the mall and go to Chop House and get something to eat before we, you know, do our rehearsal or whatever. And at the same time, Tracy Morgan is in Charleston, West Virginia, and he was trying to sell his tickets. His tickets is like really low, so he's walking around in the mall in Charleston trying to sell his tickets. And I'm walking through a mall with my band, and I'm the only black guy. Like, I'm the only black guy in my band. I'm the lead guy, and I'm the only black guy. So I'm walking, and Tracy Morgan is walking through the mall with, I guess, his daughter or somebody, like a younger girl. He's got on these long red shorts. They look like gauchos or something like that. Like, they're so long, they should have been pants. Mm-hmm. With huge pockets, on like the Fat Albert type clothes back then, like the FUBU or something.
Yeah.
And he had like a long T-shirt that was like looked like a nightgown. It was so long, it like he should have been graded for bed or something.
I love it.
And he's like walking. He's got this long gold chain on, and then him and this girl was walking by, and everybody's like ignoring him, like nobody even realizes who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Charleston, West Virginia. He's like walking through the mall. It's like nobody sees him. And I'm like, and I stop and I look and I'm like, that's Tracy Morgan. And I turned to everybody, like, do y'all know who this is? This is Tracy Morgan. Like, he's in the mall right now. Everybody's like, who, what? I'm like, that's Tracy Morgan, bro. This is like, and I was like, look, bro, I don't even give a F. You know what I'm saying? I walked up to him like, man, give me a pound, bro. Shake my hand, man. I'm a big fan. He was like, yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, he was like, bro, man, Fifth Flow. And he put up the number 4, you know what I'm saying? Because, bro, man, on the Martin show would always go Fifth Flow, but he always hold up 4 fingers. You know what I'm saying? So he did that to me. But when I did it back, I was like, yeah, that's right, bro, man, Fifth Floor. And I walked away, and we, like, went our separate ways. But when we walked away, I was like, why did he even do that? Because he didn't even play bro, man, on Martin. He played Hustle Man. Bro, man was a big guy who came down the fire escape and always snuck in Martin's window to eat his food and stuff like that. Hustle Man, which was Tracy Morgan's character on the Martin show, was the guy who always, like, hustled people out of their money. He always hustled Martin, like, trying to sell him rims to a car. And then when Martin finally paid for the rims, it was the rims off the car he was sitting in because he stole the wheels off the car while he was sitting there. Or he was like, yo, I got these pizzas for $5, Chief. And he would have, like, a whole big Domino's pizza bag, like the big large pizza bag. But then when he finally talked Martin or Tommy into buying the pizza, it would be like a little $5 pan. he would hand him that, you know, that little pan for like $5. And they would be like all mad. But he was a hustle, man. He always had like jewelry or anything, man. But that's my story with Tracy Morgan. And it was just like right after that, I remember going on America's Got Talent and winning and everything. And
yeah, you were the top spot on season number 6, I think.
Yes, I won season 6, 2011, and my life, like, blew up. So I'm in New York, and I'm watching shows on Broadway.
Caesar's like Palace, Las Vegas, you name it.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. So I ended up going to New York, and I had, like, some shows at Studio 54 and you know, the Friars Club for Larry King's roast with Donald Trump. Everybody was there, like Wanda Sykes, Joan Rivers, Tavis Smiley, Don King. I mean, everybody's there. This is right before Donald Trump became the president of the United States, too. Yeah. So right after that roast, I get like a huge standing ovation in the Friars Club. And I start hanging out with, like, Larry King. I start going to, like, the Brooklyn Bagel in Hollywood. And I would eat breakfast with Larry King and this guy named Bruce from NBC.
Yeah.
Big wigs out in Hollywood. So I'm sitting out there eating with them. And then I come back to New York, and I see Tracy Morgan again.
Meant to be.
But this time I'm on Broadway. I'm on Broadway. I'm watching the Billy Madison story, and then I checked out some more, and he had, like, a show right there. So I go see Tracy Moore. I think it was either before his accident or after it. I think it was before the accident.
That's a great story, though.
Yeah, but he comes out on stage, man, and I'm sitting there with my ex-wife, and he starts telling jokes, and I'm like, yo, this guy's funny, man. This guy from, you know, Saturday Night Live, he's been on the Martin Show, he was Hustle Man, he's done so many things. And I'm hyping him up, man. He comes out on stage and he starts, like, telling this joke about his baby moms or his girlfriend in the hood who has kids, and all he wants to hear was that, he wants to hear that. That's the only way her kids can get some toys, if he get to hear that noise. Like, well, and it was so vulgar and nasty and mean to, like, women, man. My girl was, like, so mad at me for taking her to this comedy show.
Well,
but I'm sitting there, man, and I'm, like, in tears. I'm about to, like, use the bathroom on myself. I'm laughing so hard at everything he said. But she hated it. Like, her face was, like, she was so mad at Tracy Morgan that night, man.
Well, when you go to honor him, remind him that you helped sell him tickets in that mall, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. Imagine if you took your your better half there to Andrew Dice Clay years ago, she would have been even more mad at you.
Exactly. Right. I like Andrew Dice Clay too, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. That's crazy. And we'll get you back again soon. I appreciate you sharing, making us smile a little bit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.